Indonesia. It's like one of those places, you know, that's almost mythical for travelers. But, and I'm sure you know what I mean, safety is something you really have to think
Of
about.
course, you want to be
Yeah.
prepared, right? You have to think about the risks.
Totally. So to get a real sense of what it's actually like, we're diving deep into this blog post. It's called Post Nautical. And the article, it's called, Is Indonesia a Safe Place to Visit? The person who wrote it, get this, they've been there 4 times.
Wow. 4 trips. That's way more than just like a quick tourist thing.
Right. I mean, they must have seen some things, gotten a feel for the place. Anyway, they start off, and this is interesting, they start by comparing searching tourist Indonesia crime on Google to doing the same thing but for your own hometown.
Oh, that's good. It's like we never think about it, but yeah, we probably see the same stuff about places we know are safe.
Exactly. And this blogger, they're really open about having moments when they felt, I don't know, overwhelmed, even a little scared sometimes. But here's the thing, it wasn't because of actual danger, more like sensory overload, you
Yeah.
know, being somewhere totally different. There's this story they tell about Surabaya.
Yeah, I get that. Like when you're somewhere so culturally different, so visually different, it can mess with your head, you know, even if you're not really in danger.
And to deal with that, the blogger has some great tips. Like they talk about choosing a hotel where you feel really safe, even if it means spending a bit more.
It makes a huge difference having that kind of home base, like
Right.
somewhere you can just relax.
Totally. And they also talk about like having a plan for anxiety. What are your coping mechanisms? That kind of thing. And are they healthy?
Right.
They even say don't just rely on alcohol, which I thought was an interesting point.
It makes sense, though. What works for you at home might not be the best idea in a completely different culture, right?
For sure. But the thing that really got me was they said, be prepared for things to not make sense. Like it can be frustrating to try to force your own expectations on a place that has its own rhythm.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Every place has its own way of doing things, you know? And the best travel experiences, they happen when you embrace those
I'll go
differences.
a little, Ren.
Exactly. Be present, be open to new things.
I like that. So from what we've seen so far, this blogger, even though they're a bit of a worrier, they've had 4 good trips to Indonesia. Nothing bad happened to them, which I think says something. It makes you wonder, you know, how much of it is all in our heads before we even get there.
Oh, yeah, the perception gap.
The
Classic.
what now?
Perception gap. It's that thing where, like, we think a place is a certain way, especially about safety, but then when you actually go there, it's totally different.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do that all the time when I'm planning a trip.
Happens to everyone. It's like we fixate on the worst case scenario, you know? Every news story, every scary anecdote.
Yeah, and like with that Google search comparison, we go looking for that stuff, even if it's not really representative.
Totally. And here's the thing. Studies show that we're even worse at judging risk when it's a place we've never been.
So how do you get past that? Like, how do you go from being scared to, you know, just being aware?
Well, one thing is to mix up the type of information you're looking at, right? Don't just read news articles and online forums. Those are always going to be negative. Try travel blogs, documentaries, even fiction set in the place, you know?
So you get a broader view.
Exactly. See what everyday life is like. How do locals view their own city or country? What's their take on safety?
And so it's not just like the information itself, it's where it's coming from.
100%. Be a critical consumer. Ask yourself, am I getting the whole picture here?
That's a really good point. Okay, so let's say you've done that. You're feeling more confident about Indonesia. What are some actual things you can do to feel safe once you're there?
Well, that's where the advice about accommodations comes in, right? Having that haven for yourself.
And having a plan for when you're anxious, like when things get overwhelming.
Oh, that's going to happen for sure. Indonesia is intense.
Which reminds me, their point about things not making sense, like sometimes you just have to roll with it.
Embrace the chaos. Honestly, a sense of humor goes a long way. When things go wrong, try to laugh it off.
It's part of the adventure.
Right. Those are the stories you tell later. But also, be proactive. Same as anywhere else. Pay attention to your surroundings. Trust your gut. And don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it.
It's interesting they talk about respecting cultural differences too, not just customs, but like how you talk to people.
Huge. Some cultures are super direct, others, it's considered rude. Learn a couple basic phrases in the local language, it goes a long way.
Even just hello and thank you can make a difference.
Right. It shows you're making an effort. You're not just treating their country like a theme park.
And that respect can actually make you feel safer, I bet. It's like building bridges.
I like that. It's about connection, right? That goes beyond cultural differences.
Because isn't that what travel is all about?
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with people, seeing different ways of life.
Pushing your boundaries, trying new things, letting yourself change a little, and sometimes facing those fears and realizing that, hey, the world is actually a pretty great place.
Choosing courage over comfort.
Yeah. And we can choose that every day, you know? Whether we're traveling to the other side of the world or just walking down the street.
Life begins at the edge of your comfort zone or something like that.
Right. And when you lean into that, when you step outside what's familiar, that's when amazing things happen.
Okay. So as we're wrapping up this Indonesia deep dive, what are some key takeaways for our listeners? Like, what can they apply to their own travel plans?
I think the biggest thing is safety isn't simple. It's not just yes or no. It's different for everyone, and it's easily influenced by, like, what we think we know.
And those ideas can stop us from having amazing experiences.
Totally. So next time you're interested in a place but you're a bit scared, don't let that be the deciding factor. Do your research, question your assumptions, and most importantly, just be open to the experience.
You might be surprised at how great it can be.
Exactly. The world is full of incredible things for those who are willing to look for them.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you finally do that thing you were scared of and it's amazing? I mean, that's why we travel, you know, to learn and grow.
Totally. We're capable of way more than we think we are.
So as we're wrapping up our Indonesia deep dive here, any last words for our listeners who might be thinking about booking a trip?
Just, you know, think back to this blogger. They were nervous. They knew there were risks, but they still went for it. And they had an incredible time.
Finding that balance, right? Being prepared, but also open to whatever happens.
Exactly. A bit of caution, a bit of curiosity.
So listeners, don't let the fear of what if stop you from seeing what could be.
Indonesia is waiting, with its amazing culture and those landscapes and, you know, such friendly people.
And hey, maybe we'll be talking about your Indonesia adventures on a future episode.
Until then, safe travels, everyone.